Welcome to a fictional company or university campus in your part of the world. You're about to meet Colleen, who is a newly promoted facility supervisor. She's about to have an encounter with Lonnie, who is a veteran employee on her crew. Colleen enters a repair shop at the facility, and there's tools, hardware, schematics scattered on the table, the floor. There's coffee on the table, a water bottle overturned. The place is a mess. Hey, Lonnie. Lonnie. Lonnie, are you here? Where are you?
Hey, Collie. Oh,
taking a little snooze?
Who, me?
No, the other guy I'm talking to right now.
I get it. Nah, I was just in the restroom. What, did I forget to put another meeting on my calendar? Man, my memory's worse than a brain-dead mule with a hangover. Hey, sorry about this mess. It's been busy down here. I have no time to clean up. Just getting ready to do that.
What's all this loose hardware?
Probably what's left of my brain. Well, I'll be darned. I think that's out of the HVAC in Building 3. So that's where it is. Pete's guys were going crazy looking for that stuff. I wonder how I got here.
Well, do they still need it?
Nah, they replaced everything.
Lonnie, it's not acceptable for the shop to be in this condition. Maintaining order is part of the job description in here. And I would appreciate your being truthful about where you were just now. The employee rest area is the only place I didn't check. Is that where you were?
All right, fine. Okay, busted. I was starting to clean up and I couldn't keep my eyes open. So I was tired. I laid down for a few minutes. That's it.
Are you having health problems, Lonnie?
No, I'm just tired, sleepy, a lot. Like, I didn't know you were coming in, or I would have had the place looking a little bit better, but it's just me down here most of the time. What's the difference, what it looks like?
There are several reasons why the shop needs to be kept in order, including safety and the protection of company property, like that hardware that Pete needed, and like these ruined schematics.
Here we go again. New supervisors are always so gung-ho about that stuff, and, you know, the fact that you're a woman, so it's even a bigger deal. You girls are always bugging us guys to clean up your act. Now, oh, Lonnie, get your smelly socks off the floor. Put that icky toilet seat down. Oh, get those greasy parts off my kitchen
Lonnie,
counter.
Lonnie, what are you implying, that I'm like your wife? Look, Lonnie, I am not your wife, or anything even remotely resembling your wife. Believe me, your personal habits are frankly irrelevant and of zero interest to me. Professionalism is the issue here, and the standards are the same no matter who you are, okay?
Oh, are you saying I'm unprofessional?
I'm saying certain standards of professionalism and performance aren't being met here. Specifically, I've just become aware of substandard cleaning and maintenance of the work area, lost and damaged company property, and the taking of an unauthorized break.
Stop it with them. Don't get so serious. What are you going to do now? You going to fire me over this? Is that? Oh, so you're looking for a reason to get rid of me. I get it.
Getting rid of you is the last thing I would want. Frankly, Lonnie, I'm seeing the signs of someone who may be experiencing burnout, boredom, and possibly some depression over that situation. You know, I'm getting the feeling you might be overdue for some new challenges in your work, maybe some different horizons, maybe a change of scenery.
I get it. I got it, all right? You want to transfer me out? I know how it is. Rednecks around here putting some pressure on you, so you want me out.
Nothing could be further from the truth, Lonnie. And if anyone is acting like a redneck around here, I want to know about it, because that's not tolerated. I need you and everyone else on our crew to be committed to working to their full potential, whatever that is for each person. Well, let's see if that's realistic for you, or if there's some other direction you need to go in to rekindle your interest and your commitment. I mean, what will make you be willing to give 100%? That's the question we need to answer. You know, success is built on individual effort and achievement. It requires high-performing teams in every area of the operation. Now, that level of performance only happens when there's a sense of accomplishment, of satisfaction, of pride in the work that's being done. And there needs to be an awareness of how each person's performance directly affects that success.
All right. Can we get real? Okay, it's been a long time since any of that was going on.
Well, okay. That's honest. As a manager, it's part of my job to help you stay motivated and succeed. I mean, if you succeed, I succeed. We need to decide on a strategy that's going to give you the best chance for the most success possible in your work. How does that sound to you?
Come on, it sounds like it's straight from a training manual. But I get it. Okay, it's okay. Thing is, though, look, I'm way behind on my skills. The whole new technology we're using, I don't get it. I feel like an idiot.
Okay, well, thank you for being honest. I appreciate that. We need to look at what training you need to build up your skills and your confidence in yourself.
Ever try to negotiate the price of a steak with a pit bull? That's how I feel right now.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Let's look at the steps we need to take. And the first thing, clean up the shop.
I'll get right on it.
Can you find your calendar in here somewhere?
Yeah, I think it's underneath some of those, not the socks, but underneath.
Look under here.
There.
Got it?
Here we go.
All right. Got your calendar? Let's meet at 10 a.m. tomorrow to look at your current assignments and decide on any necessary changes. We won't rule out a transfer. I mean, you may decide a new direction appeals to you, and if that's the case, we'll explore it. But if you stay with this group, we need to agree on clear objectives and a timetable to achieve them. We'll lay out how your achievement will be measured and the benefits to you in the group of you reaching your objectives, okay?
Look, I've been with this group for a while. I want to stay with the group.
Well, good. Let's see if that turns out to be the best course of action. Of immediate importance, the shop must be kept clean and orderly. All materials must be handled and stored properly. Breaks are at authorized times only. Look, if fatigue or anything else prevents you from working when you're supposed to, you've got to let me know, and we're going to look at you seeking some treatment. Okay, so is that all perfectly clear?
I got it. Holy cow! You know what? This is not from building 3 HVAC. It's the lock assembly from the CEO's restroom.
Well, I think we just found our first priority. I'll see you at 10 a.m. sharp tomorrow.